Hi, everyone. This is Jordana Baraja from DrinkItIn_Jordana. Just wanted to let you know that, again, anytime you want to sponsor a class, there's all these sponsorships that are available. Just get in touch with Sheer Enjoyment. It is such a powerful tool to give a neshama an aliyah, to raise a neshama up. It is powerful to bring bracha into a home, into somebody's life by sponsoring a class. I just gave a class last night in Teaneck, New Jersey, and it was in memory of somebody, and it's just something so truly special to be able to do something like that. So I just wanted to give you the opportunity to contact Sheer Enjoyment and hopefully sponsor. Okay, so we are now in part 6 of Wisdom from the Desert. We are now approaching Parshat Pinchas, a very special parsha. It also happens to be my son's bar mitzvah this Shabbos. It's his bar mitzvah parsha. And I heard something so beautiful, a really beautiful concept that I had never known of before. And I really wanted to share with you. So before I share that concept, I just want to give some background into Parsha Pinchas. And that is, it's a continuation of last week's Torah portion, where Zimri and Cusbi, the Nasi of Shevet Shimon and the princess of Midjan, they come together and they're gallivanting around in Moshe Rabbeinu's face. Hey, we're together, this Jewish man, this non-Jewish woman, and really in Moshe Rabbeinu's face as if, hey, if you could do it, we could do it, right? But the only difference is that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he married Tzipora, there was no Torah. And now there is a Torah, and this man is taking a non-Jewish woman and flaunting her. And Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know how to react. And this happens 5 times in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu does not know the halacha. And Pinchas steps in. And Pinchas then kills Zimri and Cusbi in one fell swoop. And he is rewarded for his actions. There are 2 rewards that he receives. The first one is called Brit Shalom. And another one is Brit Kehuna. I'll quickly touch on Brit Kehuna. The question that arises is, why would you give him Brit Kehuna? Isn't Pinchas already a Kohen? He is Aaron HaKohen's grandson. It's obvious then if his father is a Kohen, which is Elazar, and Elazar's father is Aaron, why isn't Pinchas? Why are you giving him this blessing that's already not needed? But it is needed, because back in Sefer Shemot, when Aaron and his 4 sons were anointed as Kohanim, it was stated from here on out, anybody born will then be an automatic Kohen. The little catch to it was that there was a Pinchas already. Pinchas was born already, and so he was never officially anointed, and so anyone afterwards that's born is a Kohen. So it was always questionable if he was a Kohen or not. And by doing so, by giving him what we call Brit Kehuna, it was deemed by Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's official, Pinchas is a Kohen. What I really like to focus on is the second reward that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Pinchas, and that is Brit Shalom. He gives him the covenant of peace. Now, why is this so special? So special on so many levels. Let's take it one level at a time, one step at a time, and then I'll explain to you something so beautiful that I saw that I had never heard of before. And so I was just so floored by it, and I just want to share it with you. So first of all, when we talk about Brit Shalom, it means the covenant of peace. When somebody harms somebody else, in this case, Pinchas actually killed 2 people, obviously, even if you could say that the person deserved it, right, you still took somebody else's life, and you're in turmoil. A person could actually be in turmoil that they've hurt someone, maybe lose sleep over it. And so on the one hand, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Pinchas, be at peace with yourself. Be at peace with who you are. You are okay. You did the right thing. You could sleep at night. Don't worry about it. That's 1. Number 2, when he says he gives him peace, he's letting him know, you brought peace back to me and my people, to the Jewish nation, because up until now there was a plague because of how they were acting. And as soon as he had killed Zimri and Cusbi, the plague had stopped. So he brought peace to the nation in reference to their connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the last form of peace is that Hashem is letting Pinchas know, nobody's going to try to hurt you. The family members of the people that you killed, which we call in Hebrew the Goel Adam, they are not going to chase after you. No one else is going to be upset with you for what you've done. So we have a 3-prong approach here that Hashem is giving him a blessing of peace. He should have inner peace with oneself, peace between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that him and Hashem that he's okay and he brought peace between us and God. And the last one is about peaceful relationship with others, which is just an unbelievable message, because that's what we are constantly working on as people. We're constantly working on our relationship with ourselves and understanding our own self-worth. We are always in constant work with our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and strengthening that, and then always trying to enhance any connections we have with our fellow man. So it really hits on each of those aspects when Hashem is giving him this reward of a covenant of peace. And I'd like to go one step further with this covenant of peace, because this is like unbelievable. I just heard this of recent, and I just wanted to share it with you. It's something special and unique is in the vav of the word shalom. Shalom is shin, lamed, vav, mem, sofi. The vav in the word shalom at the beginning of Parsha Pinchas is the only letter in the Torah that is not invalid if it is split. In fact, this letter must be written with a space between its top and bottom half. It has a special name. It's called vav ketiyah. So really, what is the lesson behind this split? Why would the vav need to be split? So some say that a thin line separates impulsive intolerance from righteous zeal. What Pinchas did, was he being impulsive or was it righteous? Time clarifies it for us based on, time clarifies the motivation. Pause between Pinchas' action and his reward represents a period of observation. Time to take pause. You know, no need to jump on things. No need to react right away. After evaluation, proved Pinchas was mature and sincere, and his behavior was rewarded. Many things that we do in our life are totally unclear until time goes by. Teenagers sometimes act in ways that are part of their phase of self-discovery or rebellion. And sometimes they act in a way that is true to who they are for the rest of their lives. Activists and protesters sometimes have their own impetuous motivations of the moment. And sometimes they're generally acting in defense of their values. This can be applied to many moral and religious choices made in our youth. The strength of one's conviction is attested to only after a space and time. The passing of time often is needed to reveal what is real and what was just an impulse or a rush of adrenaline. This may be the lesson of the space between Pinchas' action and his divine reward. The break in a letter and the pause in the story teach us related lessons that have an urgency today. We should all be blessed with peace in so many areas that it is pure and unblemished as possible. And our actions and choices of a moment should look as clear and sincere years from now as we claim them to be, as we actually made them today. And what's interesting, this is really powerful, is that some time ago in Yerushalayim, they were checking the Sifrei Torah, and when they were checking the Sifrei Torah, they saw that in one of the Torahs, there was not a break. They did not have the Vav Ketiyah on this word, Shalom. And so they presented, what should they do? How should they fix it? So they said they really can't, on a Sefer Torah, desecrate the name Shem Hashem of Shalom, because if you don't know, Shalom is a name of God. And so they had the suggestion, why don't we take the Shin, the Lamed, and the Mem Sofit? Why don't we lengthen those letters? And if we make them longer, we could just add a little part to the Vav as well. And so it's as if we have a break. Powerful lesson here is to focus on what we have and not what we're lacking. So enhance what we have in our lives. And then from there, you can improve the situation. So we could fix the Shalom word by just elongating the other letters that are already there. I thought that was such a powerful lesson. But this Vav Ketiyah is so unique. Had never heard of it before. I don't know if anyone here, they were listening, who's ever actually heard of this. Maybe you might want to look it up afterwards. But such a beautiful lesson, even in a split of a letter that's needed, we learn about a much-needed break. A much-needed break from time to time, just a matter of pause. That sometimes it's better not to react right away, but just to process. And that's the beauty, that he did react, Pinchas, but he then saw his actions were warranted, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you have the Brit Shalom. Be at peace with yourself, be at peace with me, and be at peace with others. Have a Shabbat Shalom. If you enjoyed this, please follow me on Instagram at trinketin_Jordana. You can find me on Facebook if you want to email me, jbarachov@gmail.com, or you could find me on my website at jordanatorah.com. Looking forward. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Shabbat. Until next time.